Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse code style old school drama and bass jungle art blend in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way, not as a little melody sitting on top, but as a moving texture that helps define the whole record. The key idea here is simple. In darker DNB, an ARP should not behave like a lead vocal. It should feel like a coded signal inside the track. Something atmospheric, rhythmic, a little ravey, a little industrial, and very intentional. If the bass line is the engine, this ARP is the ignition spark. So first, set your session up at 174 BPM. You can go a touch lower if the tune wants that deeper, more rolling feel, but 174 is a very safe home for this style. Then build a basic 8-bar loop with your drums, your bass, and one dedicated ARP FX track or return. Don't think of the ARP as decoration. Think of it as arrangement material. It can tease the intro, support the drop, or bridge into a breakdown. Now, program the MIDI phrase. Keep it short, simple, and hooky. You want maybe 3 to 5 notes max, usually in a minor key, and you want the rhythm to do a lot of the talking. A classic 16th note pattern works really well here, but don't be afraid to leave gaps. Those rests are important because they let the snare breathe, and in DNB the snare is structural. If the ARP starts stepping on the snare lane, the groove loses authority fast. For the sound source, Ableton's Waveedable is a great starting point, though analog or operator can absolutely work too. In Waveedable, start with saw or saw square style content, maybe a little unison, but don't overdo the spread. Keep the detune modest. You want tension, not super saw gloss. Shape the filter with a low pass, add a little resonance, and use a fast amp envelope with a short decay so the notes feel punchy. If you want extra rave sting, a small pitch envelope attack can give the sound that old school snap. At this point, lock the groove before you chase tone. That's a huge teacher tip here. A plain synth with the right rhythm will always beat a huge sound with lazy timing. Make sure the ARP is dancing with the drums. Let it answer ghost notes. Let it hit just before the snare sometimes. And let it disappear for a moment if the arrangement needs air. This is not about filling every space. It's about choosing the right spaces. Now let's turn that synth into a proper blend. Put a chain on it that feels like stock Ableton but with attitude, auto filter, saturator, echo or delay, redux if you want more digital grit, hybrid reverb or a reverb for the room, and utility at the end to control width and stereo discipline. The goal is not a shiny club delay. The goal is a warehouse reflection. You want it to sound like it's bouncing off concrete, not floating in a polished pop mix. Start with auto filter and move the cutoff into the mid-range. Around 800 Hz to 3 kHz is a useful zone depending on how bright you want the ARP. Then add saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip on if needed. Keep it controlled. Then echo, maybe a 1/8 dB or 1/16 ping-pong feel, with Myrit feedback. After that, a short reverb, more like a room or plate than a long wash. Keep the decay short, and high pass the reverb return so the low mids don't get muddy. One of the best advanced moves is to create parallel processing. Make one lane mostly dry and present, and another lane wetter, turdier, and more degraded. The clean lane gives you the attack and rhythm. The wet lane gives you atmosphere and size. Blend the wet lane underneath the clean one until the whole thing blooms. If the wet chain starts getting cloudy, use EQ8 before the reverb and cut out the low stuff around 250 to 500 Hz, then keep the high end under control too. This is how you get width and depth without losing the kick and bass. And that's the real challenge in this style. The ARP has to live inside the track, not on top of it. It should support the bass line, not compete with it. If the bass is dominating the 80 to 250 Hz region, keep the ARP out of that zone. High pass it aggressively if you need to, somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz depending on the patch. Then check it in mono. Anything below the low mids should not be relying on stereo tricks. Let the sides carry the ambience, but keep the core readable. Now, make the rhythm interact with the drums. This is where the jungle heritage really comes alive. Place ARP hits in the gaps between snare strikes. Accent the last 16th before the snare. Use a tiny bit of swing if the break needs more shuffle. If you've got chopped break material, let the ARP answer the ghost notes. A little call and response goes a long way. In this genre, melodic motion often behaves like percussion first and harmony second. Once you've got something that feels good, resample it. This is a big advanced step, and honestly, it changes the whole workflow. Route the ARP blend to a new audio track, record 4 to 8 bars, and print it. Then you can treat it like a sample instead of a synth part. You can chop the tail, reverse a hit into a transition, add tiny fades, or shift a fragment slightly early for urgency. This is where the arrangements start sounding like a record, not just a loop. And here's a pro mindset shift: print earlier than you think. Once the idea works, commit it to audio and make mixed decisions on the waveform. That gives you more control and more character. It also makes it easier to create variations. For example, you can make one version dry and rhythmic, another version wet and degraded, and combine them so one gives clarity and the other gives atmosphere. Use automation to turn one ARP into multiple sections. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars into a drop. Raise the reverb send at the end of a phrase, then snap it down. Spike the delay feedback for one hit right before impact. Add a little extra saturator drive in the drop if you want more bite. Widen it in fills. Narrow it in dense sections. A single motif can do a lot of jobs if you automate it properly. A really effective arrangement move is to change just one note in the second 4 bars. Keep the rhythm identical, but shift one pitch. That tiny reharmonized repeat keeps the loop evolving without losing identity. You can also try note probability in Live 12 to keep the pattern from sounding too mechanical. Even a little chance on a passing note or final note can make the phrase feel more alive. If you want to go further, try the shadow follow idea. Duplicate the MIDI up an octave, filter it harder, and keep it lower in level so it acts like a ghost shimmer above the main ARP. Or shift a copy forward by a 16th note for a displaced echo feel. Use those moves sparingly, because the point is tension, not clutter. Now let's talk mixed discipline, because this is where a lot of people lose the plot. If the ARP feels too bright, pull back the high end with EQ8. If it's too harsh around 2.5 to 5 kHz, tame that area. If the reverb gets splashy, cut some top end above 8 or 10 kHz. If the whole thing feels muddy, clean out the 250 to 500 Hz zone. And if you need a little motion control, use light sidechain compression, but keep it subtle. We want movement, not obvious pumping, unless that's specifically the aesthetic. To really lock the old school energy in, add transition effects that feel like part of the same language. Reverse reverb into the drop, a filtered noise rise, a short echo freestyle tail, or a downfiltered crash layered with a snare can all work beautifully. Just keep it restrained. Darker DNB gets stronger when every FX decision feels deliberate. A good test is this: mute the drums and ask yourself whether the ARP still sounds like a finished lead. If the answer is yes, it's probably too forward. In this style, the ARP should be a moving texture, not a singable melody line. It should give the track identity without stealing the spotlight. So the workflow is: build a simple minor ARP, shape it with stock Ableton devices, create a dry and wet parallel blend, make it interact with the drums, resample it, and then arrange it like a sample-based element. That's the warehouse code mindset. One motif, multiple functions, maximum pressure. For your practice, spend 10 to 20 minutes making a single 8-bar loop at 174 BPM. Program a 4-note ARP. Add auto filter, saturator, and echo. Make a dry version and a wet version. High pass both so the bass stays clean. Automate the filter cutoff over the full phrase. Resample it to audio. Chop in 2 tiny fills before the snare. Check mono. Then export a short loop and listen on headphones and speakers. If you do that, you'll start hearing how this kind of ARP can sit inside a DNB arrangement and make it feel bigger, darker, and more alive without ever becoming cluttered. That's the whole game here. Not just adding an ARP, but making it belong.